goes to Dr. LaRouche. It's L-A capital R-O-U-C-H-E, fax 989-629-8145, regarding Thomas. Last name is Beal, B like boy, I-E-H-L. Date of birth, April 28th of 1946. Dear Dr. LaRouche, this is a telemedicine consultation for Mr. Beal, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine since 2018 that increased more than expected in September of 2021, and gross proteinuria. He states that he has been feeling well. He's got no symptoms of chronic kidney disease. He has had uncontrolled type 2 diabetes for at least 6 years, and he suspects maybe more. Also, long-term high blood pressure. Also, some decreased sensation in feet and pain also in the neuropathy-type pain in his extremities. He is an ex-smoker who quit many years ago, way back in 1966, but he does suffer from intermittent wheezing and dry cough. No chest pain or palpitations, no known heart disease, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. He does have nocturia 2 to 3 times per night, minimal urinary dribbling. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And he does have some anemia on his most recent lab studies in September of 2021 of unknown etiology. No edema or claudication symptoms. Past medical history, he's had uncontrolled diabetes for at least 6 years, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetic neuropathy, asthma, benign prostatic hypertrophy, and anemia on lab tests. Actually, that's documented as far back as 2018, but it's increased and gotten worse over the last 3 years. Past surgical history, he's had a colonoscopy, several colonoscopies, and tonsillectomy and adenoidectomy. Social history, he quit smoking in 1966. He's retired. He was a factory worker from Elm Products. He's married and lives with his wife. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. Family history is positive for emphysema. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to penicillin. Medications, he takes gabapentin, 300 milligrams 3 times a day. Lisinopril is 20 milligram daily. Lipitor, 40 milligram daily. Metformin is 1,000 milligram twice a day. Tylenol, 500 milligrams, 1 to 2 tablets daily as needed for pain. And he does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, the only vital signs the patient could get today for us was his height and weight. Height is 67 inches, weight 155 pounds. The patient appears in good health. There's no obvious respiratory distress. Color is good. He's alert and oriented to time, place, and circumstance. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 18th of 2021, and the creatinine was 1.6. Glucose was 191, sodium 141, potassium 5.0, carbon dioxide 23, albumin is 4.4, calcium 9.6, liver enzymes are normal. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 784. Hemoglobin A1C is 9.6. We also have a complete blood count that was done 10-4 of 2021. And the hemoglobin is low at 8.9, normal white count and normal platelet levels. 9-29 of 2020, creatinine is 1.4. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio then is 344. June 18th, of 2018, microalbumin to creatinine ratio 259, and creatinine then is 1.3. And hemoglobin was 10.7. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, with stable creatinine levels since 2018, most likely secondary to diabetic nephropathy over the years. Also anemia, and the degree of anemia is unrelated to his chronic kidney disease. The kidneys are functioning too well to be actually responsible for the anemia. Plan, we would like to do lab studies every 3 months, but we need to get them done initially this month. We're going to do anemia studies, also iron studies, folate, B12, retic count. We'd also like to check for free light, his free light chains and immunofixation, as well as a urinalysis with microscopic and intact parathyroid hormone. And no med changes are recommended at this time, as the kidney function does appear stable. But we will repeat all the renal chemistries every 3 months after this initial study. And we're going to also schedule the patient for a kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder scan in Elma. And he's going to be rechecked by this practice in 3 months. The patient was also evaluated by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.